Hello and welcome back to the ICIS Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Melissa Hurley, editor of the European Styrene Butadiene Rubber Report, and with me today is senior editor Helen Yan of the SBR and BD reports in Asia. So Helen, thanks for joining. So it's been quite a volatile time recently for BD, with prices skyrocketing in Asia. What has been the impact of this massive jump in feedstock prices for the SBR market?
Well, obviously the big jump in the BD price, which is a feedstock for SBR, it jumped by more than 40% since early April to around 1800 at the end of May. So that obviously lifted up all the SBR prices because their margins were eroded, and the Asian SBR makers have increased the SBR prices in the course of the past several weeks. It's now around 1900, and the latest I understand is that the Asian SBR makers are targeting another $100 increase to around 2000 for the non-oil grade. But having said this, the feedstock BD price started to fall last week, and it fell by about $25 and below 1800 CFR Northeast Asia. You know, so this drop in the BD price may dampen buying sentiment for SBR. Having said that, the Asian SBR makers will not in any way consider a discount for the SBR price, as their margins have been erased or largely eroded by the surge in the BD price. We have to wait and see what will happen to the BD market, whether the BD price will continue to drop and whether the BD price downtrend is sustainable before we can see a clearer outcome for SBR.
From a European perspective, we haven't seen that much change in the spot prices. Having said that, the export opportunities, they seem to be getting better. Activity to the US has been a more attractive destination compared to Asia. European sellers have been seeing a bit of an improvement, and the door to Asia seems to be opening more. So we could see more activity because the European price, you know, could be more attractive compared to what Asian buyers are having to pay in the SBR market. And obviously in Europe, we've had the €140 increase for BD on the monthly June contract price, and also the €60 ton increase for styrene. So production costs have gone up a lot, and this will obviously be taken into consideration for prices going forward. So Helen, looking forward, what are you expecting for June-July time for the Asian market?
For June-July, obviously the SBR prices will still remain up there. There won't be any significant decline given that BD rose very sharply in the month of May. So given that Asian SBR makers will continue to keep their offers at least around 1900 to 2000 for the non-oil grade CFR basis in Asia. If the prices remain at that levels, obviously it will be very attractive for the European material to come to Asia. So if the European material, if they do come to Asia, that obviously can dampen buying sentiment for Asia origin SBR. So we may see some pressure there from the European material, as obviously they would be priced much cheaper than the Asia origin SBR.
Okay, so we'll have to watch that space. So thank you for joining, Helen, and giving that valuable insight. Make sure you join us again next time for further market updates, or catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in Singapore, I'm Melissa Hurley.
And I'm Helen Yin.